Hello, my friend. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio, episode number 276. Today, I want to talk to you about a non-salesy email that actually sells art. Well, my friend, welcome back to my table. I'm super happy to be here with you once again. Today, my friend, I want to really chat with you and talk to you, tell you a bit of a story that was inspired by one of the members of my coaching academy, the Art Next Level program. That is a super cool story that really, you know, has made my day. So, when I read it actually yesterday, it really made my day. And I wanted to kind of share it a little bit with you because it is a pretty good example, right, of the things that we can do as artists when we get, and that can happen when we, you know, decide to get closer to our audience. So, you know, every Tuesday, you know, kind of since the pandemic began and a little bit after, you know, I started to do studio visits through Zoom every Tuesday inside my coaching program, the Art Next Level Academy. So at 10 a.m. every Tuesday, you know, in the last few weeks, I've been just clicking on Zoom and invite my artists to, in my community, to come and join me from their studio. We talk about what's happening in our studios and so on. So one of the artists who joined the call last week, you know, shared how he was, you know, writing an email and, you know, crafting this email for his collector base, right? For his audience, for his email list. And, you know, just like all of us as artists, sometimes, you know, we're hesitant about sending another email, what to say, you know, what to do in that email. And if he wasn't really crafting a salesy email, because he has a promotion that was coming up later on, you know, in the future, but he just wanted to kind of stay in touch with his people, with his audience. And so he crafted this pretty cool email, you know, a sincere email opening up on, you know, what was happening in his life, you know, the situation that was going on for him and, you know, some of the news that were happening in his career and so on. And very cool thing happened that, you know, just this week he reported how, you know, after he sent out this email, you know, he got some replies and he actually made his biggest sale of the year, right? Through an email that was a non-salesy email. He didn't have any like click here to buy now or 30% off, you know, click now and discount. None of that. Right, it was just a sincere email from the bottom of his heart of where he was at as an artist, what was happening in his life, and really open up to his audience. And out of that, you know, out of that effort, which he was very hesitant about sending out, and during the call, we're like, yeah, send it out, you know, send it, it's gonna be good, you know. He committed to send it out, and amazing things happen, right? So, that little story really, you know, make my day. And I wanted to create this episode today with you about the power of vulnerability, you know, being vulnerable to your audience, getting closer to your audience through the things that you do and say, right? Because here's the thing, my friend, you know, when you become closer to your audience, when you are vulnerable to your audience in some way or fashion, right, where you remove that facade of everything is going well, you know, in my art career, everything is cool, everything is happy and awesome, you know, and you actually become more vulnerable. What happens, the result of that, is that you become more like the person on the other side, right? You become closer to the person on the other side. And when you do that, amazing things can happen, right? People love to buy from those who they feel close to. So, you know, you have the collectors or the people, the followers in your audience who have been maybe following you for a while. Maybe they haven't made that purchase yet, but, you know, the more they know you because of what you are doing in your social media, in your emails, the way you are presenting yourself to them, you're becoming closer and closer to them. And at the end of the day, those who are closer to the people on the other side, you know, have much better results and opportunities, right? Because they feel closer to you. And that's exactly, you know, what this episode is all about. You know, what are you doing, my friend, you know, to get closer to your audience, to the people on the other side, so that they feel like they are getting to know you better, that you are one of them, that, you know, they can come to you and make that purchase, right? Being part of what you are doing in the world. I always talk about this, you know, sales, you know, as an artist, is not being salesy, but rather inviting people to the amazing things that you are doing in the world, right? It's a much different type of sale. Instead of asking for the sale, you're asking them to just come and join you in what you are doing in the world as an artist, right? Which AKA art sales, right? You are creating an opportunity for them to buy from you, to become part of what you are doing in the world, participate in your art career by purchasing your work. So, you know, that is the very cool thing that happens, you know, when you as an artist, right, when you write your emails, when you write the captions for your social media posts, you know, instead of being just dry with announcements on your emails or, you know, this is what's coming next, or this is what happened, you know, or when you make a post that's just, you know, the artwork and the title, the medium, the size, that is kind of dry. You know, when you actually use storytelling techniques and when you actually use, you know, your voice and you think about, I'm going to write this email or this post description as if I'm talking to somebody sitting on the other side of this table, then everything changes. Then the way you speak changes, the way you write changes, the way you make your post change, because you're thinking about the one versus the many. And when you do that, not only you become more effective, but you get closer to the person on the other side. And again, and when you do that, when you are closer to the person on the other side, then more opportunities happen because that, you know, because people are feel closer to you. They want to participate in what you are doing in the world. One great example of that, my friend, for example, is, you know, and I love when this happens, you know, right before we went into pandemic mode and everybody got in lockdown and isolation, I was in New York for the Armory Show. And as I was walking in one of the aisles of the Armory Show, an artist tapped on my shoulder, somebody who I didn't know, tapped on my shoulder and said, hey, I have breakfast with you often. So immediately I knew what she was talking about. You know, she watches my show Breakfast with Sergio. So all of a sudden there was, you know, an immediate connection right there, right? She comes to my table, right? How more vulnerable this could be, right? My intimate table here where I have my breakfast every morning, which by the way, this smells really good. You know, and that became kind of the point of our conversation. We had a really nice chat, like if we knew each other for a long time, because she has come to my table virtually, even though we had never met before. And that exactly is the power of connection, the power of becoming vulnerable in a way, of course, without putting yourself at risk, but becoming more vulnerable with what's happening with you in your career so that the person on the other side feels that they are getting to know you, that they're getting closer to you. And when you do that, my friend, more often you will have much better results in your art career. So think about that today. Just like the example that I give you today is just one nugget, you know, of what happens inside the Art Next Level Academy, which is my coaching program where every week I'm connecting with artists, chatting with artists, we're working together every Tuesday. We do, as I mentioned today, we do the studio visits. I visit your studio through Zoom every Tuesday. And of course, those who want to join. And then every Thursday or so, you know, then we also do live art business Q&A. So, you know, we answer your questions in your art career. We help you brainstorm ideas of what's happening in your art career, things that you're struggling with to help you succeed and move forward. So if you want to check that out, if you want to check my program, if you want to join me for next studio visit, you know, all you have to do is go to my website, www.theartistnextlevel.com/join. Again, www.theartistnextlevel.com/join. And you can be part of my community of artists from around the world, the Art Next Level Academy, where we can work together to help you take your art career to the next level. So thank you for watching this episode. Please share it with your friends. We'd love if you do that. And I will see you next time. Have a great and awesome day. And don't forget, get closer to your audience. Goodbye.